And I've had this on my mind for about 10 minutes as I'm thinking through here. I don't know how important it is or if it's important at all, but I wanted to let you know generally, and very more specific than generally, but generally in the morning, I wake up at 7, ready or not, alarm goes off, get up at 7. Because if mom's out here, I want to be out here to get her going or just to be with her. I don't want her out here alone. I just want to be with her. So 7 o'clock, alarm goes off. I might sit there and wait 5 or 10 minutes because I don't like change. And what I mean by that is I don't like getting up in the morning and I don't like going to bed at night. But anyway, so I might be in there 5 or 10 minutes, but I get up, I come out here. Mom's here. I'll look at the chair where she would be sitting. If mom's there, then I make sure she's covered up and comfortable. I might kick her back or whatever, but if she's not here, if she's still in bed, then good. I go and I start turning on the lights, and I go in and make coffee. If there's coffee left in there from overnight, I put it in my cup and microwave it. If mom's out here, then I'll do the same for her, but I make coffee at the same time. I go to the bathroom. I let the dogs out of their cages and open the back door, and I come sit down where I'm sitting right now. If mom's here and she's awake, wide awake, then we talk. Oh, good morning, Ma, blah, blah, blah. If she's not, then I'm quiet and I start reading through my morning brief. And then, because I want to give her time to wake up. And then ideally, a certain time comes, usually when I see she's open, then I'll say, you ready to start morning worship? Oh yeah. She usually says yes. And then we'll do the morning worship. She's not quite awake, but hopefully she is praying and she is listening. But, and then I say, okay, let's have a little bit of coffee and then we're going to get into the chamber. Okay. So then I get her into the chamber, and that's 1 hour long chamber session in the hyperbaric chamber. And then while she's doing that, I can take showers, I can make her breakfast, I can do whatever I need to do. Oftentimes, I'm sitting in there by the chamber and messaging you about the morning brief, continuing to message you about like what we're dealing with now. And then I get her out, we have breakfast, I give her DMSO and the pills and stuff in the right order. And after she's eaten, then I prep her shots. And I give her shots. And then that's my typical morning routine. Well, we may watch news after that, which is, for us, when I talk about news, it's the 1 hour And We Know show that you've dropped down from Rumble before. I watch that. I really enjoy watching him. And then we might turn on Fox News or NTD. I really like NTD evening news mainly, but the morning news is fine too. And that ends my morning routine. So I don't know if that's important to you, but just to let you know that I may message you between 7 and 9, but I'm actually busy and I'm messaging you on little pause times in there.